Hi everybody, this is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Show on BBS Radio. I hope you're all having a fabulous day. I've been having some strange experiences with computers myself. And another strange one with the radio station. Anyway, so I want to welcome you here today, and I want to start out by saying last week there were a lot of emails that came in with people saying the line was busy and they couldn't get on and they wanted to talk to me, so I'm going to just open it up right now for you to call in. I'm going to give you my email address, which is star of the Magi, STAROFTHEMAGI, at earthlink.net. That's the email address to contact me. You can call in on the 800 numbers that are there for the radio station, and just whenever you want to. I'm going to spend a few minutes with each person that calls in today, so that I have time to talk to more people. Normally, I have a topic that I discuss. I don't have one of those today. I left this time open. I usually talk for about 20 minutes about something. And I'm not doing that today. I also want to say, for those of you who are on my Card of the Day email list, you didn't get the Card of the Day emailed to you the last 2 days because my email program wouldn't send emails out. So, I have a caller. So, I just wanted to apologize for that, but it's fixed now. I got it fixed this morning. So those will be coming out again. For those of you who are new to the show, the oracle that I'm speaking of and using is an ancient system of timekeeping and divination that reveals that the card deck was originally used as a calendar. And you can explore that on my website, which is starofthemagi.com. Okay, so is there someone on the line?
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I have a question. I don't know if you can do it, but I have a missing cat. And I just want to know if she's alive or not. Somebody told me she's trapped in a house.
Uh-huh. What's your cat's name?
Tucker, and she's dark gray with a white front.
Tucker.
I'm in Carmel, California.
You know, I feel like she's alive as well.
I do, too.
Yeah, I feel like she's alive, and it feels like, I don't know, when they say trapped, that somebody has her. I feel like somebody has her.
Yeah, somebody told me that somebody's keeping her. She's kind of feral. She doesn't go to anybody, but somehow she got in this house, and the lady's taking care of her.
Uh-huh.
That's what I get, but I don't know what house, and I'm just, I've been through everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to give up. I think she's alive.
Have you called the SPCA?
Oh, yeah. I called them. I put posters up. I've done everything.
Uh-huh.
Craigslist, you name it.
Well, you know, I feel, this is what I feel, is that she can feel you, and she's calling to you, and you're calling to her. And I think that as long as you keep that connection really present, that you're going to draw her to you or you to her. I feel like you're going to be back together.
Okay.
I just think it's really important to keep the connection.
And I have done that, my wife done, every night and every day.
Yeah.
Okay. I really
She's
thank
a little
you for
scared, huh?
Huh? Pardon me?
Excuse me, sorry.
I was...
It feels like she's a little frightened, not because she's being mistreated, but she doesn't know what's going on and she misses her home.
Okay. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like you're going to find her.
Yeah, I've used
the pendulum. It
feels
more like she's going to find you.
I've used the pendulum and it doesn't seem to give me the right readings. I mean, I'm all over the place with this.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to find the color of a house or something to give me a pinpoint.
Right. Well, I don't know if this is your house or somebody else's, but I do see like a light grayish blue type of house with wood slats.
With wood slats.
Yeah.
Okay.
That you know house? That kind of house?
It's That's old. Not ours.
It's not yours.
Light grayish blue with wood slats.
Yeah.
Okay, that helps.
I don't usually do this, but that's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
And I will join you in your effort energetically for your kitty to return.
Well, thank you very, very kindly.
Yes, you're welcome.
You have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, any questions that you have, let's all hold the intention that Tucker finds her way back to Michael and to her family and her home. It does feel like that's going to happen. I welcome your calls if you have questions about, I guess, anything. If you have questions about the cards, I have posted on my website a definition of your four personal significators, which are your birth card, your spirit card, your soul card, and your planetary ruling card. Those are under on the nav bar where it says the cards. And then you can also look up your birthday and see what your birthday card is if you don't know. I got so many wonderful emails last week after the show, and I really want to thank everyone for participating, all of you that are listening, all of you who call in, and all of you who have sent emails. It's been really nice to hear from you, because one of the reasons I do this is to connect with all of you that are out there. And what's been so wonderful is through BBS Radio, a lot of new people have shown up that never even knew about the cards. We have a caller. Hello?
Hello there, dear Sharon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Who's
this? My name's Brian.
Brian?
Yeah, from Indiana.
Hi, Brian.
Hello. I just had a question for you. My question is, I'm kind of feeling and sensing, but I wanted to make sure this is accurate. I was wanting to know if you could look and see if there's any outside sources that are kind of influencing me in a positive way, kind of like off planet, kind of what you say, extraterrestrial energy.
Uh-huh.
That's coming into my life or around me.
Uh-huh. When's your birthday, Brian?
4/10/75.
4/10. So you're the Jack of Diamonds.
Yes.
Did you know that?
No.
Well, you're naturally attuned to other places beyond the Earth anyway, because you live in the Neptune line in the cards.
Hmm.
So you're not familiar then with this system that I use, right?
No, I'm not.
Uh-huh. Well, I just want to talk a little bit about your birthday then. Is that okay?
Sure.
Because your birthday is a Jack of Diamonds birthday. And the Jack of Diamonds, are you familiar with planetary influences at all, as in astrological?
Maybe in the past life.
Uh-huh, okay.
Not so, so much this one.
You live in the Neptune line of the life spread of the cards and the Uranus column, which means you sit in a conjunction between the planet Neptune, which rules the unknown and the unseen, and Uranus, which rules all sorts of things, eclectic here and there and everywhere else. So by nature, it's really easy for you to connect and feel those different energies that are around. I do feel a very positive influence working in your life. It feels to me like it's coming from the other side, actually. Do you have someone you're close to who's died?
It was probably my grandmother. She passed away June of this year.
Uh-huh. And she was someone who loved you very much?
Oh, yes.
Yes. So I feel like, I don't know about the extraterrestrial aspect of it, however, I do feel that from the other side, there's a very loving, beneficent presence that is just, you know, it's almost like she's sprinkling fairy dust or cosmic, you know, powder all over you. There's just this tremendous love that's in the form of such beautiful energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in that respect, I feel that. So, are you 32?
Yes.
I just want to look at something. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, you also have the Ten of Diamonds sitting in your house. So that's like sitting in the pot of a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It's there until your next birthday, darling.
Wow.
So, and what was your grandmother's birthday?
Oh.
Do you remember?
I'm going to say October 9th.
Uh-huh.
1920.
I don't need the year.
Okay.
I feel that, you know, when you have the Nine of Diamonds sitting in your house like you do,
yes,
it's just the universe, the creation, everything that exists is available to bless you. All you have to do is express your gratitude for it before it even gets there. And there's also a strong influence for you to be writing.
You know, I kind of get that, but it's just trying to find what to write.
It's not about what to write. It's just about sitting down and playing with language.
I see.
And just let it come through you.
Kind
you
of
have
like
a lot
automatic
of
writing?
Excuse me?
Is it kind of like automatic writing?
Automatic writing or stream of thought, you know, stream of consciousness writing.
Yes.
You know, you might want to just make it a practice to sit down at some point every day and just let that flow through you, because it could be a real gateway for you right now.
I see. Hmm.
And enjoy the blessings, because they want to come, so just be 100% available.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sharon.
You're very welcome, Brian. Thank you for calling.
And have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, it's always nice to have the Ten of Spades sit in your house. It's like Christmas. It can be Christmas every day. I guess it depends on a lot of other things. I know it does, actually. So please feel free to call me to learn more about the cards or to ask me questions. please visit my website so you can get an idea of my orientation. You're also welcome to send me an email. I'm reading an email right now from one of the listeners. Well, Emily, let me tell you something. I feel this very strongly for you because I know what your birthday is. You would benefit tremendously from having consistent movement in your life. Like, I know you have a little baby, so doing some form of exercise or discipline is so important for you that, you know, I don't know if I can even find the words. I don't know if they exist to tell you how important this is for you. It's necessary. It's not just important. It's necessary for you to have some form of discipline, and it should be something like yoga, something that incorporates your attention and your physical body so that you're aligning your body and your mind. Because being a Three of Diamonds birthday is, you know, you're not naturally earthbound with the birthday that you have. And so it's really easy for your mind to go in multiple directions at the same time. And it's very important. One of the things that the threes teach us is about our creative expression. And you have a tremendous amount of three energy and some other influences that actually strengthen that energy. So you have to have outlets for your mind, for your creative energy, your creative intelligence, and for your body. And these have to be on a daily basis somehow. Otherwise, you are going to be all over the place in your mind. And I see what you wrote here, and, you know, with your attention, one day you're having one experience, the next day you're having another experience. It's like you've got to have some sort of discipline where you can separate yourself and become more of an observer so that you can observe those experiences that are going on in your mind, the thoughts, the feelings, and everything, and step back a little bit. We all need to be able to do this, every one of us. We need to be able to move back and observe our mind. Otherwise, we just swirl with it, whatever it's doing. If it's going in a straight line, great. But if it suddenly makes a sharp turn and we're not ready for that, then we get taken on a ride. We've all had these experiences. So discipline, some form of awareness of that separates you from that and allows you to... I always use the cards as an example because the thing that I've learned from using this oracle is that we're each on a path. And we each have a destiny, and we're moving through time with influences that are profound and exact, and they're already laid out for us. Our choice is how do we interface with them moment by moment? How do we choose to be present with the influences that are working with us? And when indecision or uncertainty comes, that is a sign that we have an excess of mental energy, physical energy, creative energy. We have some sort of excess of energy that starts spinning us out. So we need to lasso that energy and channel it. What I've learned with this system is that, you know, each one of us has a king. Each one of us has a queen. Each one of us can be a king and a queen. And we have a kingdom. And our opportunity is to sit in the throne of our kingdom. And from there, when we are sitting in the throne and we put on our crown, we become the observer. The king observes his kingdom. The queen observes her kingdom from the throne. And that's the opportunity that each one of us has. That's one of the things I love about the system, because the more we understand who we are in the cards, then the greater empowerment we have to be in command of our kingdom. And I choose the word command over control because I think there's a big difference. And, you know, I've been practicing and teaching Black Hat Feng Shui for 20 years or more, I guess. And, you know, Feng Shui is all about commanding the energy. It's the exact same thing, and that's what I love about the cards, is it really shows us this is who you are, this is how you think, this is what you love, this is what you're suited to do, this is where you are right now in time, this is where you're going, and that's where you've been. And the more we know, then the greater our perception is, the greater our perspective is, and the stronger our foundation is for us to lay out our kingdom in our imagination. Because our imagination is how we create our realities, right? So, sitting in the throne of our kingdom and deciding what our boundaries are, who we want inside the walls, who we want outside the walls, what we want to be in our kingdom. And I actually do like to combine this with Feng Shui because, you know, the nine Baguas in Feng Shui, we have the wealth area, the family area, the knowledge area, the health area. We have all these areas that are the aspects of our life and the arenas where we live out who we are. The cards show us how to align with who we really are and the influences and energies that we embody that really come from a cosmic blueprint, and how to move through time making choices that serve us. You know, I've had these computer things going on. We had a heat wave here in Los Angeles a week ago, and where I live, our transformer blew out, and we were having power surges, and I have two computers that I use. One of them, the hard drive, went down, and I'm embarrassed to say I didn't have my work backed up at the moment that happened. And then the other computer I had, 2 days ago, the email just stopped sending. It was like, okay. And one of my students said to me, shouldn't this be in your cards? And I said, yes, I'm sure it shows up in my cards. I just haven't had time. I haven't even thought about looking there. I'm so busy running back and forth to the Mac store and here and there and everywhere. But this morning I looked at my cards to see if I could see it. And sure enough, in the 52-day cycle I'm in, which just started on September 11th, and that's the day my hard drive went down, and the next day my email went down. Anyway, I have cards that could definitely turn my technological world into a circus. So I'm now meeting it head on, and I'm ready, you know, for whatever comes. I mean, other things will happen with the influences I have right now in the 52-day cycle I'm in, and they all won't be like this. Hopefully there will be no more like this. However, I can see it there, and I can always see things like there, like that. I mean, from the most mundane to the, you know, highest possibilities for us, always there are influences that work with us. And we either choose the high road or the low road. I mean, when my hard drive crashed, I thought, And I really didn't, get upset. You know, I thought, well, I've just been working on a project here that I was about to launch, and it could be gone. So I turned around and got on my other computer and started a different project because that's what I was inspired to do. And that's another thing that I feel is very important. And for Brian, who has the Ten of Diamonds sitting on his head, and he's sitting in the House of Mental Creativity for the year, it's really important for you to just play in that arena. I also believe that it's really important for each and every one of us to only do what we love, because life is it's really quick. It goes by really fast. Time is quite an illusion, and this whole dimension that we live in is as well. So it's important to take advantage of each and every moment that we have and be with ourselves in a loving way and with others as well. You're listening to The Mystic Oracle with Sharon Jeffers. If you would like to go onto my website, it is, I have two of them actually. One is Star of the Magi, StarofTheMagi.com. I have your birthday listed on there. You can look up your birthday card if you've never seen it. If you're listening to this show for the first time, I have some fabulous news for you. The card deck, the deck of 52 playing cards and the Joker, was originally used as a calendar. And this oracle that I'm presenting on my website and on this show reveals that. And it's probably the most profoundly accurate system for divination that there is. And many believe that it's the oldest oracle known to man. I only know that in my years of working with it, it's so accurate and it's so profound. Sometimes it's spooky, and most of the time it's just absolutely wonderful because it's fun to see that time is already charted out for us. We just need to be aware of where we are within it. Last week, my topic was about Steve Fawcett, the adventurer who has disappeared. And I looked at his cards last week because I was curious, you know, when he disappeared. And sure enough, I found a whole lot of death cards right then. And one of them in Mars, which is the cycle he's in right now, often does bring death through an accident. It also seemed like there was either, it would be impossible or very difficult for them to find him, either that or he would be underwater somewhere because there was a lot of Neptune, and so Neptune hides things from us. So he still hasn't been found, and this is one of the things that, and I don't, you know, I'm someone that believes that we come and go at a very specific time for very specific reasons. I lost a son in 1997, and I could see that in his cards, which is one of the reasons I began doing the work I'm doing and put all my other work on the back burner. It's also one of the reasons I wrote my book, Cards of Destiny, which you can see on my website or on Amazon, is because we really need to love ourselves just tremendously while we have the opportunity. And each one of us embodies wonderful gifts. Each one of us embodies challenges that, when they're embraced, they become opportunities for our self-expression. And we all are part of an amazing tapestry of time and influence that, you know, not one of us could exist without the other. It's not possible. And when we begin to recognize that and we look into each other's eyes and see another part of ourselves, it's a wonderful experience to have. And I wrote my book so that people would have more compassion for themselves and other people, and have greater understanding, because I feel like we all have to do this together. Nobody's going until we're all on the boat. So I welcome your calls. I welcome your questions. If you have questions about your birthday or your card, if you're just showing up for the first time and you want to know more about this system, I am more than happy to talk to you about that. I left more time today to do readings because I got so many emails last week that the lines were busy. So I hope that you are able to get through if you're trying to call in. I guess since we've had a couple callers, that is the case. And I would love to talk to you. I was noticing in the news, I like to look at the news, somebody was asking me about Britney Spears. Yes. And I wrote a little piece about her on my website. I have another email here. Let me address this. Okay, Judy. Let's see. I have a relative whose birthday is... Oh, you have a relative who's the Joker. Could you tell me what the Joker stands for in that day? Well, the Joker, and I'm sorry that's not on my website. I keep asking my webmaster to put it up there, and I don't know why that's not happening. The Joker is... There's only one Joker birthday. In fact, there's 5 days in the year where those cards only show up those 5 days and never again in the whole calendar year as governing the day. And that is December 29th, 30th, 31st, and January 1st and 2nd. And the Joker is on the 31st of December, and the Joker represents Alpha and Omega. He is the bridge between the past and the present. Jokers are brilliant. They're mysterious. Often they're mysterious even to themselves. You know what I will do for you, Judy? I will send you a little blurb on the Joker since it's not on the website. And that way you can read what I say about that card, okay? When I finish with the radio show, I'll email that to you. Thank you for that question. Okay, I think we have a caller, yes?
Yes, hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Eleanor.
Eleanor, hi.
Hi, this is my first time on your show.
Oh, well, thank you for tuning in.
Oh, you're welcome. And, I divorced this year.
When's your birthday, Eleanor?
August 26th.
August 25 or 26?
26.
26.
Uh-huh.
And what is your age?
My age is 64.
5'4"? 6'4". 6'4". Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you. It's kind of muffled.
Yes.
Oh, you're the King of Hearts, darling. Did you know that?
No.
Yes. How about that?
Wow.
Let's look at age 64 in the cards and see what's up. Let's see. You are a Virgo, so you're a double king.
Oh, my.
You're a King of Hearts, King of Diamonds.
Wow.
Wow is right. Just want to be sure that you own your power. Well, you probably were feeling like you weren't getting what you needed, and you want to get more of what you need.
Yes.
Yes. You had the divorce card last year, age 63. Is that when you put this into motion?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because you don't have it this year. You had it last year.
But, yes.
You know, I don't know if... You've met someone else, or you want to meet someone else, but...
That I was wondering about that.
Well, you do have a card that is driving you in that direction.
Oh.
You know, you have 8, 9, 10, 11. I think maybe you're... Probably this is going to be a year of learning about yourself in a new way and regrouping in a new way and emerging in a new way.
Yes.
And when I say this year, I mean birthday to birthday, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, you're going to feel a bit ambitious when you turn 65. You may feel a new surge of energy that you want to start moving with.
Oh.
I would highly suggest you getting involved in group activities, being around new people, putting yourself out there in that way. You're really going to change how you think about relationship. You may think you want one now. You may change your mind about that.
Well, I was in a very abusive relationship.
Uh-huh.
So that's what makes me kind of skeptical.
Well, you know what? You're a double king. So you have two crowns to put on your head.
Oh, wow.
And you need to... I would highly recommend that at the very least you read about the King of Hearts and the King of Diamonds on my website.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's more information on them in my book. There's some information on my website. And you want to really own your power. It can be a little bit of a challenge for your birthday because you have that Virgo influence that, you know, likes to, anyway, so you want to learn about who you are and get beyond any fear that you have and really embrace your power. You know, I feel like it'd be really great for you to take some sort of art class or creative type class where you're playing with that part of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Where do you live?
In Florida.
Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that interest you at all, taking some sort of art class?
Yes, yes.
I highly recommend this. You know, this is going to be a year where you're learning about who you really are, and that needs to be your new relationship.
Okay.
Because if you don't shift what drew that other man to you,
mm-hmm.
then you're just going to attract that man again.
Oh, my goodness.
In another body. So this year is about Eleanor discovering who Eleanor really is.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
Very, very, very important.
Now, I did go to a church, a Unity Church.
Uh-huh.
And now I just recently learned that there's one only a couple miles, not even, from me, from where I live.
Oh, that's great.
And I feel drawn to go to this other church. Is it why? Is that the reason why? Because that's where I'm supposed to be going?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
You need to meet new people.
Okay.
Okay. And the fact that it's nearby is even better because that means the people that go there are nearby as well.
Yes.
At least there's
a
good chance of that.
Oh, okay.
So this is an important step for you. And then also finding some type of creative play that you can do.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And you remember, this year is about the relationship is with you.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
You're learning about you so
yes.
that you can create a new life for yourself. It's very exciting.
Good.
Yes, because that's happening this year. After your next birthday, you're going to feel very ambitious and very inspired.
Oh, that's good.
Okay?
That's really good to hear. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Eleanor. Mm-hmm. All the best to you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, life changes like that are very huge. My dear, dear, dear next-door neighbor, who is 81 years old, just moved out of the home he's been living in for 32 years. And just the other day, he moved into assisted care living, and I went to see him. And wow, changes, big changes. There's something, you know. Hello, who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Julia. How are you?
Hi, Julia. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great, too.
When's your birthday?
It's Sunday.
Sunday, the one that just happened or the one coming?
The one that's just coming.
And what day is that?
September 16th.
September 16th.
Yep.
So you are the 8 of clubs.
Yep.
Wow, you already knew that.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
I'm turning 46.
46.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that you were the 8 of clubs before?
Yeah, I spoke with you once before a while back.
Oh, it was months ago, yes?
I think it was a little longer than that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure when it was, but it was a little while ago.
So you are a Virgo 8 of clubs. Yes. So you're going to be 46. And what would you like to know? You have a change in work coming up this year. And it's something that's... Do you work?
Not yet.
You want to work?
Yep.
Well, it's coming.
Okay.
Change in work means if you're not working, you're going to be working.
Okay.
Now, do you work with people or children?
People, usually.
People.
Yeah.
Okay, because I see you working with people. This is going to be very good, actually.
Oh, great.
Now, what do you do? Are you involved in some sort of family support or...
Well, I was a stay-at-home mom for a long time, and now I'm getting myself back out there.
Yes, and what is it that you want to do?
I'm not quite sure. I've done just kind of like office-type work. I've actually done a variety of work, but that was like the last type of, you know, working with a computer and that type of thing. So.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But, you know, good time to change.
It is a good time to change. And I feel like anything having to do with groups of people or families or homes, all of those things are really favored. I also see that there's going to be a major focus on someone in the family as well. And are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, what?
Well, I mean, you have really nice relations. What?
I said you can't say uh-huh and then not say
no,
what?
You have very nice relationship cards this year coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, really nice. I also see you learning something new.
Oh, good.
So really be open to being attracted to some sort of class or something where you learn something new, even if it's on-the-job training, because you are going to be learning in that kind of environment in some way.
Oh, okay.
And spiritually as well, it looks like there's either a new teacher or some sort of new information coming to you.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good year. You will have two job opportunities, and you may have a hard time making up your mind, and probably between your birthday and the 7th of November, you're going to be pulled in more than one direction. Going to have a lot of opportunity, a lot of activity, a lot going on. Maybe a family. Is your dad alive?
No.
Mm-hmm. So you may be spending time with a family member as well in that first part of time who needs your assistance in some way.
Okay. Yeah, what was that you said there was a major... You said something similar to this a second or two ago. There was a major family concern.
You have a lot of family cards, so
okay.
It seems like that would be a focus for you this year. You know how sometimes family is taking more attention than usual? It's
okay.
Like that.
Okay. You had said once before, is it the soul card?
Your soul card is the same as your birth card.
Oh, okay.
As is your spirit card.
Oh, wow.
Because you're the Eight of Clubs. You're a fixed card. There are three cards in the deck that are called fixed cards.
Oh, okay.
So all of those things are the same for you. Your planetary ruling card is the Six of Diamonds. And the spirit card for that Six of Diamonds is the Nine of Clubs. And
oh.
The soul card for that Six of Diamonds is the Three of Spades.
Okay.
So I would say that you want to be sure that you remain really open and receptive to things coming your way, because even if something exciting comes, but your mind comes in and says, well, you can't do that.
Okay.
Please avoid listening to that.
Avoid listening to my mind?
Yes.
I hear you.
Follow the excitement. Follow the excitement, because your Three of Spades soul card...
Mm-hmm.
Is sitting in a very prominent position, and it wants to guide you.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's important for you to be open to a new way of seeing yourself and how your life could unfold and a new way of being.
Oh, nice. It sounds exciting.
Yeah. Now, I think, is your husband sick?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. Because I remember talking to somebody, and I was thinking maybe you were her. So that's not you. Okay.
Yep, no, well, I mean, I'm not... Right, as far as I know, you're...
No. I was just wondering, when you said you talked to me a long time ago, I was wondering if that was you.
Yeah. No.
So, no.
Remember that?
You have some really great cards for new opportunities coming your way.
Awesome.
So you want to be open. Open and receptive are the key words for you.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Any chance of relocation?
Relocation. 8, 9, 10, 11,
moving
12, 13.
Somewhere.
By your next birthday, that's very possible. Just your whole life changing in that way is very possible. That
okay.
would be by, you know, you... Your outcome card for age 46 is the Five of Spades, so that card can definitely move you to a new location.
Oh, okay. Is that a good card, would you say?
I think change is always for the better.
Okay.
And it's sitting in a really nice spot.
Oh,
if it were sitting in the house of death, I would say, no.
Uh-oh.
But it's sitting in a really happy
Not
house.
Looking good for you this
it's
year.
It's sitting
honey.
In a happy place with good fortune.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yeah. So that is, I mean, that could happen actually during your Mars cycle, which is, let me see when that is. That is. Between the end of December and the end of February.
Okay.
So, if nothing else, things could get started then. But that's also when your work is going to change.
Oh,
so
okay.
So, all of that could change at once, perhaps.
Right, kind of.
But for sure, your work will change, going from no work to work.
Okay. Good. Wow, that's very positive and, like, all right. Good stuff to look forward to.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you kindly. I appreciate it, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you for calling, Julia.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I have time for one more caller. If somebody wants to call in, I have 3 minutes. And before that happens, if that happens, I want to thank you all for listening. I welcome you contacting me through the email, which is starofthemagi@earthlink.net, or you can go onto my website and contact me through there. If you have any questions about your cards, or you want to know your soul card, your spirit card, or your birth card, I'm happy to tell you what they are via email or on the phone. And I have another website. I always forget to tell you these things. it's allinthecards.com. I have one last caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Nancy. I have called to the show before, but my birthday is also coming right up on September 19th, and I know I'm a Five of Clubs.
Yes, you are.
And I just kind of like to know about this upcoming year.
Okay. What age are you going to be?
49.
49. Okay. Well, the first thing I want to tell you is that at 49, you go into a brand new 7-year cycle.
Oh.
Yes. And you have very powerful cards sitting in your house in that 7-year cycle for creativity.
Yippee!
Especially for writing. And you're sitting in the 3 of Swords. You are going to, it's going to be necessary for you to have a focus and a channel for your creative energy. You're going to have enough creative energy for about 10 people.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
You've got the writer's card all over the place. Do you
write?
Well,
this is really interesting because that's what I intuitively felt coming up, but I wasn't sure.
Honey, it's coming in spades. Well,
oh, boy.
It's actually coming in clubs.
Oh, boy.
Yes, and you're going to be very popular. You're going to have a lot of support. The one thing I'm going to say to you is that you have to be really flexible because things are going to be changing. And you like change anyway and variety.
Yeah.
And so if you find yourself, like, going in one direction and things aren't flowing, just step back and let go.
Okay.
And just ask, okay, what do you want from life? Because there's, you know, your whole belief system and everything is just sort of being realigned age 49.
Oh.
Because you're stepping into a whole new way of being with yourself and expressing yourself in life.
Well, yay.
So, yes, it's going to be really fun. You're going to be very popular this coming year.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yes. People will be important. You're going to have a new relationship with yourself. You're going to have a newfound love with writing and bringing your ideas into form. Pretty exciting, actually.
Yeah,
what I'm
wow.
The thing is, you have the Nine of Clubs behind you all year. And that card says, let go of how you think things are supposed to be and let go of where you think you're going and what you think you're doing. Just open yourself up.
Okay.
Because if you find yourself frustrated or running into obstacles or being disappointed, that means you're hanging on to the wrong thing. That card, you know, it'll bop you on the head when you do that. So those are signs that, oh, I need to let go of this and just let go.
Okay, that's
good
advice.
As soon as you let go, clarity comes. You got the Ten of Diamonds in Jupiter. Thank you very much. This is like major blessing. You're learning about discipline and about stepping into your power.
Sounds right.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, that's it.
Yeah, well, what a lovely validation. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have fun.
Okay, great.
And stay in touch.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Thank you, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. For those of you that don't know, I do personal readings. I also do this radio show every Thursday. You can sign up for the card of the day on my website. That service did not happen for the last 2 days, but I got that straightened out this morning. So you can sign up for the card of the day, and I email you the card of the day, or you can go on my website every day and read it there. Also, that information is in the back of my book, Cards of Destiny, which is a beautiful gift book, by the way. 10 Speed Press did a wonderful job with my book. And I want to thank you for listening today, and I wish you all the most wonderful week, and thank you to everyone who called in and for all your emails, and blessings to everyone. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.